Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, Christmas is almost here.
It's true.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you done with your Christmas shopping?
I am about 90%
done.
I finished up Mallory over the weekend.
Wow.
We talked about last minute things for the kids. We're at the home stretch.
I'm not done at all.
We're there. That's all right. Is there anything that you are like any big gifts? Last year at this time, I remember you telling us about L.L. Bean slippers for people.
Yes.
Is there anything, something on your radar that you're like, oh, this is something I'm getting? I'll tell you one of mine.
Okay.
Post Lazy Genius.
Okay.
Podcast last week.
Okay.
The Lazy Genius was telling us about her first book that is no longer in print in hardback. And I ordered a couple used copies, very good used copies, because you can't buy the hardcover anymore. So I bought a couple of those to have in my stash.
The Lazy Genius Way.
They're going out. The Lazy Genius Way in hardcover. It's out of print. So I got the hardcover ones because she said it's her favorite.
You're such a star pupil.
Thank you. Ding, 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 Lazy Genius, if you're listening. Do you have anything like that on your radar that you're like, a couple of people are getting this?
No, not really.
Listen, you have been rizzing up those cozy earth pajamas.
Oh, they are so comfy.
I know. On this very day, the day that we're recording on Instagram, you said, I am not getting out of these pajamas. And listen, I drug you out of the house to record.
Yes, I had to get out.
Sorry, you had to change out of your pajamas.
I want to talk about Good Day, and we're just kind of like jumping off something that Kendra said last week in the podcast.
Her podcast, by the way, was so good.
It was good.
She is a lovely human.
Yes, longer than normally.
Thanks for sticking with us.
But I thought that it was packed full of really just good insight.
It was.
But she talked about the good now.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a whole good day, but the good now, because a good day somehow puts this subconscious or subliminal pressure on having to have a good, you know, a good day, even in conversation, a good day to come up with. But she talked about it as being what is good now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really good.
Me too.
So my good now, I'm going to do that today. Instead of a whole good day, because I have like little pockets of good. We talked about that last week. There's like little pockets in each day that you can recognize as good. So I follow a local lady on Instagram. Her name's Valerie Kuhns, K-U-H-N-S. And she has a cookbook called Flower and Grace.
Yeah.
And every time I see her with it or her using it, I'm like inside my heart, I'm like, oh, that cookbook, that looks so beautiful. That looks so nice. I want that cookbook. And so she was cooking out of it the other day and I said something. I said, your cookbook is beautiful. And she's like, would you want one? I'd be happy to mail you one.
Aww.
And I got in the mail today. I got her cookbook. And you know, your mom and I, Grammy B and I, used to sit and read cookbooks.
Oh.
And I love sitting down with a good cookbook like that with beautiful pictures and just flipping through. She's got a recipe for ranch potatoes that looks so good. And I just, it was really just a sweet little good part of my day.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, the Lazy Genius really inspired our conversation prior to recording because, you know, I do think even when we're finding good days, we scroll through like the prior week to go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, what good happened?
Yes,
and so I think it is a good habit or reflection piece, maybe not all the time, but every now and then to say, what was good today
on
this actual day?
Yeah.
For me, what was really good today was we had a really big day at work. There's just so much going on at work right now. But we got home from work. The kids were home.
Mallory because you have another job.
I do have another job.
You don't do a podcast full time.
That's right. I do have another job. And we got home from work and my wife was like, oh, I just don't want to cook. And so my good day was, I know that my fifth grader loves this specific chicken from Giannino's.
If you are listening,
Giannino's, if you are listening, you make good Italiano fried chicken is what they call it. And it's crispy and it's good. And our kids,
are you going for the dark or the white?
Listen, this is a very, very big topic. We could devote a whole podcast to this. In my younger years, I was more of a white meat kind of guy.
All right.
As I've gotten older, you kind of go through seasons. As a child, we often start off as a drumstick.
Chicken seasons.
Yes. Maybe as a teenager, we like gravitate towards the breasts.
Yeah.
Then as an adult, I've kind of landed on thighs.
I'm a thigh guy.
What can I say?
They're very moist. They're very tender. You can cut them usually with a fork.
Listen, if I'm eating white meat, it's a chicken breast on a grill. Fried chicken, white meat. Okay for me.
You got to be careful.
Listen, I am careful. I'm careful. Don't you worry. Anyway, we got dinner from this local place called Giannino's. It's actually in Northeast Ohio. It's not just here in Worcester. So if you go to your local Giannino's, tell them These Are Good Days podcast is talking about them, that their fried chicken's delicious. Yes.
Okay.
And you know, my son was just so happy with that for dinner and we didn't want to cook and it was worth it.
Yes.
It was worth it for me to just go pick up dinner and have a meal around the table with the kids, on a very busy day. When really nobody wanted
to cook. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your wife might not have cooked, but she baked because I took one of her little peanut butter Reese cup cookies that she was baking for an exchange. And I was like, she was in the kitchen. So she knew she was going to be doing that. So she didn't want to cook on top of
I get it. That's right. Listen, here's where we are. The middle of December, the actual
middle.
Girl, I'm tired too. We were tired a couple weeks ago. We're still tired. The holiday season.
Isn't everybody tired? I think everybody's tired except for the kids.
Yeah, the kids are not tired.
The kids are excited.
They're ramping up and we're ramping down. We're at an impasse right now.
Literally, I have to, this week, I have to meet our son halfway to pick up his dog because we are dog sitting, which, I mean,
you're so kind.
It's such a great grandma move, you know, because we have a grand dog. We're going to meet halfway. I'm going to drive 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I don't know if I support the verbiage of grand dog. As a person that is raising actual humans, I don't know how I feel about that. But listen, you guys do you.
Okay, as soon as the grandbaby comes along, I probably won't say granddog anymore.
Kick that doggy to the curb.
But I have to go pick up Louie the Great, tomorrow halfway. Mm. And I'm tired.
Yeah, you are tired. You've been cooking. You've been building decks at your house. By the way, I had the opportunity to come to your house and see your deck from Mount Hope Fence.
It is a beauty. Mount Hope Fence, if you are listening, and Mount Hope Fence is sponsoring this podcast for the next couple months, in celebration of our deck. Mm-hmm. Our deck, it's great, isn't
it? It's gorgeous. Here's what I have to say that's the most stunning part of it for me.
Okay.
It's the integrated lights.
Right?
The lights.
Yes.
Listen, I've been on some dark decks. I have graced a dark deck in my day.
I feel like I'm a country Kim Kardashian.
You're country chic. Because here's the thing. I've been on dark decks. You do not have a dark deck.
No.
Your deck is light and bright. I know where I'm stepping.
But it's also ambient. You know, glaring bright.
No, it's not a floodlight. No. Do not let me give you the wrong impression. It's like a subtle glow. It's like a, hey, don't step off the ledge kind of thing.
I'm here to tell you that Mount Hope Fence, if you are looking to upgrade your deck, to redo your floors, maybe you've got some spools on your railing that need replaced, they can do all of that, but they can also add some lights.
Yes.
And those lights, they even put lights on the steps.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
especially this time of year, I'm all about those lights, though.
I know, girl, you are.
Lights on your deck.
They look good.
People are talking.
Yeah.
People are talking about the lights on your deck.
Well, I'm just so thankful for Mount Hope Fence. And truly, I have to say, beyond the sponsorship, it's just been a real privilege to work with them. They're just amazing, and they're very detailed and fast. They're so fast.
I know.
Can you believe they built that deck so fast?
I can't.
I know.
In fact, so fast that I can't wait until you camp out at my house and watch them build a deck behind my home next spring.
Hope you heard that. Hope you heard that, Lonnie and Kara and Eric.
Hey, well, we are in the middle. You know, it's the holiday season. Emotions are high. Budgets are being blown. Yes. The food is being eaten. The cookies are being baked.
Yes.
So we literally in Leanne was like, is the Walmart pickup always so long? And I was like, listen, between now and probably January 2nd is going
to
be crazy.
And I have to say, those guys were hustling.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it wasn't anything that they could have done differently. I just...
Just busy.
It was so busy. There was not a space available when I pulled up for my time slot. I had to wait for somebody to pull out.
Whoa.
And I pulled in, and it was almost 30 minutes of waiting. Yeah. And I was like, well, I guess I can just catch up on my DMs.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's right.
It was really, really busy.
But listen, we are in the thick of it. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about, hey, as we are in the middle, and even by the time you listen to this, you might be like, oh, the parties are starting. Mm-hmm. You know, the middle, how do we manage that stress? Because here's the reality. As a kid, for most people, there are probably positive memories of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And listen, like, if you have a child in the car, we don't have to expose who really does the work of Christmas. Mm-hmm. But it takes a lot of work to pull off Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have in your house, you might have Santa Claus helping, but in our house, the parents do a lot of the work.
Yes,
I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to pull off some Christmas magic, whether it's if you have kids at home, you know, my mom obviously doesn't have little kids at home anymore, but this week I think she's hosted 2 dinners at her home. She's having 12 ladies over for dinner.
Well, and
you know we're just busy people.
Well, and you know, also, Matt, I think there's just a lot of things that happen in the peripheral of Christmas too that that you're like, oh, and that.
I know.
Like more deliveries to your front door, more packages, and more opening. I mean, it's just more of everything.
Listen, we were talking prior to turning on the microphones, and I was like, hey, I forgot about kids' Christmas program at my daughter's preschool coming up this week.
Yeah.
You know, there's Christmas programs.
Yes.
Our small group adopted a family, so there were those presents too.
Yeah, it's just for people. It's just so more of everything.
There's just a lot. It's just more, and it's extra. And so as we think about that, we want to just talk a little bit about how to manage that stress.
Okay.
And listen, stress has a negative connotation. Stress isn't always bad. Stress can just sometimes be more. It can be extra. Mm-hmm. And listen, stress can also be a motivator.
Yeah, it can also just be busy.
It can be busy. It doesn't have to have a negative connotation. Because I think sometimes when we talk about stress around the holidays, these are all things I want to do.
Right.
It's just all happening at the same time.
At the same time, I know.
And I think we've talked about this before is... for us, if there are friends that are in like our everyday life. So just to give you like a little snapshot into the next couple weeks of my life, my sister and brother-in-law and their kids are coming to Ohio for Christmas. Well, because of his work and because of the holiday, there's certain days he can be there. We have friends that are local that want to do stuff around that time that we're like, hey, call me in January.
When
all the hubbub dies down, because the reality is, the traveling, you know, work coincides with the holidays. There's just some things that have to take priority. So for us, something that's helped us is to say, hey, if we can put it off till January, let's do it. Let's do a holiday dinner. Let's do a winter dinner.
And then it doesn't just makes have to it be so Christmas. Special too, because here in Ohio, I mean, today's a great example.
There's a letdown.
There's gray skies and it's dreary, and the sun has left the building.
Oh,
so
it's gone.
So
what do they call it on Fox 8 News?
Oh, the gray dome. The gray dome.
Yeah.
So to have something special and fun to look forward to in January is really great.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what my tip is, and I don't even know what's on your list, but I'll tell you what one of the number one things for me is. Is you gotta stay hydrated. Now,
that's not what I was expecting.
Listen, you know that I'm big on water and staying hydrated, but
you are
truly, when you're busy and when you're running, one of the first things I think we forget is to drink enough water.
Yes.
Like, stay hydrated. Get your electrolytes in there. Get you a liquid IV. But just stay hydrated, because when you start this busyness and you are maybe lacking sleep, or you're tired and you're not hydrated, what happens to your immune system? It takes a hit.
It takes a hit. Listen, when you said, you know what I'm going to say and what I'm very passionate about, and you said being hydrated, that's not what I expected. I expected butter. I expected something else. But I did not know until this very moment how passionate you were about hydration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Water. I drink. Wow. Well, Matt, you know I drink a lot of water. I'm never without my sippy.
I know. Sippy.
Yeah,
You still call it a sippy. You're 56 years old and you still got a sippy cup.
I have two Yetis. Yeti, if you are listening.
Literally, Yeti has listened to you in the past.
Yes.
Yeti loves you.
I have two large Yetis, and you will see one of them with me at all times.
It's true.
I always have water.
I brought you a sippy from Disney that you use sometimes.
I do, as a backup. I usually have a backup water.
I'm fine with that.
I usually have a backup water in my car. Yeah. Actually, I got this little hack from our youngest son, Joey. He carries a gallon of water in his car all the time. So I carry a gallon. I fill it up in the house. I just keep reusing the plastic jug. But I carry a gallon of water in the car because I'm not going to pull over and pay for a little bottle of water.
But girl, where are you getting your ice?
Well, I have my ice in my Yeti.
Are you drinking lukewarm water these days?
No, I have my ice in my Yeti.
Okay, listen. As we enter the holiday season, I was doing some research because you know I love a little research. Okay. And I compiled a list.
Did they say stay hydrated?
No.
I can't believe it.
But something adjacent to that was on the list. But listen, some of this information is compiled from two reputable places, the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins University.
All right, let's hear it.
So I'd like to give you some of their tips that I've, you know, and I would like for you to pepper in your thoughts
along the way. You know I will.
So here's the first one. The first one is, as we enter the holiday season, accept the imperfections and be realistic about what we're doing. Listen, I have a tendency for my life to want to play out like a movie.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes
it's a sitcom. Sometimes it's a comedy.
I bear witness.
Yeah, I love a good theatrics.
Yes.
But here's the reality. Sometimes Christmas morning don't look like a movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes that holiday dinner, so your turkey get burnt.
That's true.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But expect the unexpected. Be realistic. Like, if you have toddlers, know they can't last all day at grandma's
house.
Good. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, there could be meltdowns.
That's right. And I think we just have to be realistic about what the holidays really look like.
It's
because
good. It's true.
You know, not this could be a whole podcast, but movies and television sometimes give us an unrealistic
view. Are you
kidding?
Social media does that.
Social media. Yes. You know, I've said this before. This is one of my favorite holiday stories. I think I've said it here on the podcast. Is when I was young, my mom and dad wanted to create a very magical Christmas. And so what my mom would do was, starting around July, she would start hiding my own toys.
Mm-hmm.
And she would wrap up, you know, if you look at the pictures of my childhood, you would be like, dang, boy. But the reality is there were only a smattering of things that were brand new. My mom would pull some things back and wrap them up so we had a lot of things to unwrap, because that's what I really loved.
Yeah, right.
So I think sometimes accept the imperfection
of
what the holidays can look like and be realistic about it. Here's the second one. Don't lose sight of what really matters in the middle of the holiday. Listen, there is pressure. There's pressure for looking a certain way, acting a certain way, having certain foods, having certain gifts, having certain clothes. But in the end, don't lose sight of what really matters. Mm-hmm. We know that stress is going to come, right? We know that somebody's going to say something we don't love.
Right.
One of the things we're planning doesn't turn out the way we want. But I think it's one of those moments where we go, so, okay, where does this fit in the grand scheme of life?
Right.
I literally this very day said to my mom, hey, when my sister and her husband, Jen and Reese, come in town, are there things you want to do specific because, you know, I am looking for those movie moments. I'm like, I'm expecting my mom to say like, well, I hope it snows and we have a perfect sledding. That's not my mom.
Yes.
That's not who my mom is. She literally said, I just want us to spend time together.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's it. You know, my mom's not looking for a Christmas card. She's looking for time together.
Yeah. And which is a really great point and a good, I think, hack that you did and Joey did with me the other day. Our youngest son called me the other day and said, hey, Mom, do you have a few minutes? I said, yeah. And he said, could you pull out your phone and could we talk through Christmas? Mm. Like the days and the dates. And it was so helpful. So if you are feeling a little bit stressed about when people come in, when people go out, what are we going to do in between? And are we going to go down the street to the neighbors and talk those things out beforehand instead of when they're right up on you.
Yes. That's actually on my list. It's plan ahead. So plan ahead for things, you know. I think something else that adds to stress is, you know, if you have family and, you know, you're experiencing this where your son is engaged and there's now he's managing two families, you know, for us, we manage two families as well. And so I think talking through the expectations, like, hey, Mom, I can come for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Right.
Which one would you prefer?
Right.
We're going to do this, and the other.
It's just so good. It's so healthy. And so I think
planning ahead to manage those expectations, like, really helps clear the air a little bit and say, hey, we're going to do this. I actually have a friend at work. She was telling me when her kids started getting married, for Thanksgiving, she said, I would really like for our whole family to be together all day. And I would really like for that to happen sometime over the weekend. So when can that happen? And so their family picks Saturday. So, you know, the kids go to the in-laws maybe on Thursday or Friday. Right. And then Saturday is their family's day. Yeah, and their mom wasn't like, it has to be on Thanksgiving Day. Hey, I would really desire everyone to be together from like brunch to dinner.
Yep.
How can we make it happen?
And that's what we did with Teddy and MG this year. They came for Thanksgiving and it was so nice as they were here an extended time. And then they're going to her family for Christmas and they're getting back to, they're coming back to Alabama or from Alabama after Christmas. And I said, could we come down just for a night or two?
Right.
Just to be able to see you and exchange our gifts and hug your necks over the Christmas holiday.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, that'd be great. And we're like, and I'm like, yeah, that'd be great because it doesn't have to be Christmas Day for me, but I do want to see our kids over the holiday.
Totally.
And that is nice.
Totally. In regards to not losing sight of what really matters, one of the tips that the doctor that wrote this article said was, anything that's stressful, if you can, take a couple breaths, let it wash over you, and then try to look at the situation with fresh eyes and what is good about it. So, for example, let's say your kids are running late to dinner.
Okay.
Dinner's ready. Your kids are running late. And your initial reaction is, I had this ready.
You had to be
the
stressed.
The food's going
to
be cold. You know, whatever goes through your mind. Or we can say, you know what, the kids are coming and they're safe. Everybody's going to be here. Is it 30 minutes later? How do we take some of those stressors and make them turn them around and look at it with fresh eyes?
That's good.
Because I think sometimes when we only have our perspective, that's when we get stuck. You know, here's the next one is respond with kindness. So those difficult people that you are likely to encounter. Now, I had to laugh at this when I read it because I was like, is this a little bit persnickety? I'm not sure. But this doctor said that difficult person that you're encountering, realize that they're suffering inside of themselves and give them compassion. And I'm like, huh, I have thought that before. When I encounter someone who is quick to criticize or just negative, I have literally recently said to my wife, what would it be like to be that person? Or what would it be like to live with that person?
Right, right.
But it does give me compassion for them to go, oh, if that is your first initial knee-jerk reaction is to react in negativity or look for the bad or be critical, man, it must be hard to be inside your head because if that's coming out of your mouth, ooh, it does give you some compassion for them. And I think too, when you come across those difficult people, we've talked about this here at These Are Good Days quite a bit, is how to have a boundary and maybe just remove yourself from the situation. Right. And that's exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hosting in your home and everything's like, it's a lot, go upstairs, tell somebody, I just need a minute and I'll be back.
And literally and 90 seconds is usually all you need.
That's okay. That's okay. Here's another one is it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no to all the things.
I agree.
You know, there's so much pressure to say yes. And we want to say yes because maybe we genuinely want to do it, or we feel like we should, or we want to make someone else happy. But it's okay to say no because you are in charge of protecting your peace around the holiday.
Right. Well, and I think an easy trap or an easy thing to have happen especially if you're a parent, is you want it to be memorable and magical for your for your children. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Your children will also remember your stress level.
Absolutely.
So if you have to do less in order for your children to see you have merriment and joy and fun around the holidays, then do less.
Well, here's the reality too. I'll take that a step further. Not only will your kids remember your stress, but they'll carry it.
Yeah.
They'll carry it into their holiday.
Yes.
Like they'll remember it. Their body will carry
it. Well, I feel like that is in some ways what happened to me, because a lot of people are very surprised that I am not like gung-ho Christmas.
I mean, I've been friends with you for a very long time, almost 18 years now.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, you have a very joyful personality and your feelings towards the holidays are always shocking.
Okay.
But I'm okay with it now. Okay. But it did surprise me at first.
I know. A lot of people are surprised by it. Here's what I'll say is that one, if you have been a small business owner or if you have ran hard in your work and holidays are directly affected by your work is directly affected by holidays.
Like retail people, like retail, food service,
restaurants, food service. Like I had somebody,
you ran an inn.
I had somebody in my DMs the other day that said, after I am done decking the halls and decorating my boutique and my retail space and my business, I have 7 trees there. The last thing I want to do is go home and do it to my house.
Right.
And there's truth to that. I mean, for sure.
Similar for teachers. Pray for teachers. Especially elementary teachers. They're doing Polar Express. They're dressing up like the Grinch.
Oh, yes.
They got all the ugly sweaters.
All the things.
The dress-up days, the parties. Like, pray for them. It's a wonder teachers' kids get Christmas at home at all.
Right. And then we had a restaurant that we did Christmas banquets.
Mm-hmm.
So we did all these work banquets and corporate banquets and people banquets. And by the time that I came home, I didn't want to do it all.
You told me too. You used to do like a tour, a parade of homes,
and then we did
like
a tour.
Cookie
then
tour.
We did,
where you like you dress up your business in your home, and people come and get cookies,
and that's finally what did it. That was before I met you. Yeah. I did a tour of homes, and it happened to be a torrential downpour the night that it happened. We won't go into details of what happened, but people got buried in the mud in our driveway because they went off the driveway.
Oh, I don't know this story.
Yeah, it's not great.
You've brought up a lot of like really hard stuff with me, but this one's buried deep.
Yeah. And so after that tour of homes, we had like 7 trees in our house. It was just so much stuff and so much work. I was like, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. This makes Christmas feel like work to me.
Right.
And so then we had a couple years we didn't have a tree. And then I started getting a live tree and just putting lights on it, just lights. And now at the farmhouse, since we've been at the farmhouse, I go when I want. Yeah. So it might be December 16th. It might be the 12th. It might be the 9th. I go on a sunny day in December. I just pull up to a little Christmas tree farm and I just pick out a tree, and Daryl helps me set it up in the living room. And then I just quietly and joyfully and have fun by myself, just decorating and putting the tree up, because I want to, and it feels like it brings me like joy.
Yeah.
Before it was not that.
It was work.
And it was work. And so I want to challenge anybody listening to this that feels bad or shame or guilt around not wanting to do it in your home, if you are doing it around your work or your workplace or your small business, it's okay to feel that way.
Right.
And I think that if you take a look at how you're doing things, maybe you can scale back some at the workplace in order to have some left over for your home. Because it's hard to do it all.
Oh, it's so hard.
So now I just, we just have a cute little tree in our living room. And I love coming down the steps with the, only the
Did
tree
Did you used
on
to have a Dickens
and,
Village?
I used to have a Dickens Village. I still do.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I have like six Rubbermaid.
I literally am hearing about this for the first time. This is where I wish we had video. I wish we had video right
that's
now.
That's coming in 2025.
Because I am shocked.
Yes.
I'm actually shook. I am shooketh.
I probably have six Rubbermaid tubs.
Oh, my gosh.
You're grabbing your chest.
I'm clutching. I'm clutching things because I love a Dickens Village.
Yeah, I have so many. We need one day.
This is a podcast. Secrets that you're keeping from your friends when you know they love something.
So many. I have so many.
Secrets?
So many Dickens Village.
I was like, have you been going to Disney behind my back too? What are you doing?
No, I have so many Dickens Village. One day we should go through it. You would have a fit.
Can we do a story series?
Yeah, on Instagram.
looking at your Dickens Village.
I mean, we used to put up a train. We have a train.
A train? I love trains. Is it like a really good train?
Yeah. It's
we have a plastic train right now.
It has smoke that comes.
Oh my, stop. I'm like tearing up a little bit. I love trains. Okay, we need to move on.
It's a Lionel train.
That's the best brand. Oh my gosh. You have brand name trains? Why do you have the trains? Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call it right here, right now, December 2024. The minute a baby, a grandchild comes into your life.
The trains are coming out.
You're going to whip out Dickens Village. Lionel Train's going to make an appearance. That's it. Okay, here's my next one. Keep some of your routines and norms that you have in your life. It is so easy at this time of year to throw it all out the window.
Yes.
If you see a therapist on a regular basis, keep going during the holidays. If you need to, listen, I need to get my dog groomed. If you need to get your dog groomed, it's easy to be like, it's so busy, blah, blah, blah. I promise you, maybe it's your workout routine. Maybe it's your dog grooming. I know you get your cat groomed. Whatever those routines are, keep it going.
I can speak to that. I thought of that this morning, actually, is our house is small, so it doesn't take a whole lot for our house to look very messy and very cluttered and like it's falling apart quickly. If I don't keep, I have a little routine I go through in the morning and in the evening at night. At bedtime, but certainly in the morning, where I'll come down and I kind of do a little rid up, a little sweep of the house, where I, with things, you know, like things needed put away this morning, boxes from Amazon needed taken out to the dumpster, like because quickly it can feel like, you know, if my house is falling apart, I feel like then my brain is falling apart.
100%. Okay, here's the next one. Is grief and loss often hits us really hard around the holidays.
It's true.
So here's what I'll tell you. If you anticipate that grief and loss will affect you in some way, maybe it's a loss of a recent person that has passed away. Maybe it's the absence of someone who's still living not celebrating
maybe
the holidays with you.
Estrangement.
Whatever it is. It's talk to someone about it. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your therapist. And here's what I'll say too about death in particular is it's often a great time to start a tradition or to honor that person. If that's a person you want to honor and to bring that part of your tradition, bring it in. Now, listen, I've heard of this habit or this ritual, I suppose. And I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Okay.
It's like the empty chair thing. Have you heard of the empty chair? Yes. Like have an empty chair to honor the person. Here's the thing. I don't know where everybody is with the empty chair thing. That wouldn't be great for me. Like that's just probably not great for my personality to have like this happy scene. and have an empty chair. But for some people, that's a really great way to honor a person that they love. But for us, a way in our family that we honor people that we love that we're missing around the holidays is just to talk about it.
That's good. Yeah.
What they, you know, what they liked about the holidays or what it meant to them or a memory that includes them, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's, hey, we need to start something new. Actually, a podcast listener that is a friend of mine, Brenda Cardoli, love her. She came to one of our live events. She lost her mom this year. And she posted recently on Facebook about how a cardinal has become something to her. And I know there's a tradition with cardinals and people that visit you and that type of thing. You know, you have a tradition or not. It's not a tradition, but the wind chimes that remind you of Amy.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something like that this year that you're like, hey, this is a way to honor that person.
That's good.
And listen, we all have complicated relationships with people that aren't with us, whether it's complicated because it was so great or complicated because it was not so great. So you have permission to do whatever you need to honor or not that person.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right.
Whatever you need in the holidays is what's the best thing for you. Here's the last thing that I'll say is it's okay to have a budget and stick to it.
Yes.
We've all had years. Listen, unless you are Kim Kardashian building gorgeous decks from Mount Hope Fence with the best of LED lights integrated into the design, we have all had years where the holidays have just felt tight.
Right.
And that's okay.
It is.
Do not hear me now. Do not put pressure on yourself or go through the holidays like, well, you know what? We'll pay it off in January.
Yeah.
Because the reality is that's a burden you're going to carry into the new year. So do what you can and it's okay.
Yes. And I want to remind everyone, because I'm older, I'm 56.
You are.
And I can tell you this, your children, what often they really want is time with you.
Mm-hmm. They want you.
So to make some cookies with some sprinkles is just as valuable as getting them three toys from Walmart.
Right.
So you can substitute time and some wonderful things to like going to driving around and looking at lights.
Right.
You can do some things with your kids that will feel very festive and very celebratory without having to spend a bunch of money.
You know what? The Barrises have not done our Taco Bell Christmas light tradition yet.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm sure it's coming up.
Hey.
Let's talk about food. Why did I know you were going to do that? I saw the look on your face. What?
I thought of something laying in bed the other night that we have not talked about.
Okay.
But I think is an important thing to talk about.
I'm ready.
Walnut Creek Foods and Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. If you have the opportunity and you live close to a Walnut Creek Cheese and Market retail location, I need to tell you about something. Listen, we're in the dead of winter here in Ohio.
Okay, there are two locations here in Ohio, one in Walnut Creek and one in Berlin.
Yes. They have a awesome freezer section.
Yes, they do.
That has fruit that has been flash frozen that you can use in your baking or
cherries.
I'll tell you what, their frozen cherries are amazing. Frozen blueberries,
peaches,
love them. Peach rhubarb.
Yes.
I've made really good rhubarb desserts.
Why have we never talked about this? Beautiful stuff.
Beautiful. So they have incredible things that are frozen so that you can have those fruits.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one,
isn't it?
Yes.
Here's the other thing. If you're not local to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and you want to check out Walnut Creek Foods online, you can go to their online store. You can order. Some things are available for shipping.
Yes.
But also there's the store locator.
Yes.
If you're like, hey, I've wanted to check out some of their jams or jellies or listen, if you pick one thing, the peanut butter spread, I'm telling you.
And the cinnamon rolls.
We will not steer you wrong. We'll never steer you wrong.
Never.
Here's the reality. But you can look up, according to your zip code, locations where their products are sold.
I had somebody come in my DMs last week, and say, hey, I have to tell you something really funny. My husband's a truck driver. He stopped in Michigan and was at this little store and saw these Amish cinnamon rolls. And he walked in the door and she said, and by goodness, they were Walnut Creek Cheese cinnamon rolls. And
that's
so
amazing.
I just thought that is so awesome that they can be found different places like that.
Yes. Hey, we love Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek Foods.
Yes.
We're so thankful for their partnership. Hey, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about managing stress at the holidays. Here's our hope for you. Our hope for you is that this holiday season, that you would have more memories than stress and more moments of joy than moments of heartache or moments of feeling overwhelmed. Because the reality is, at the end of the day, when we make ourselves better and we make our mental health better, when we make our home more peaceful for us, the reality is all of those things will stick with us much longer than opening of gifts, eating cookies, perfect meals, and the Christmas clothes. The reality is that stuff matters and lasts longer than all the temporary stuff around the holidays. So, hey, well, we hope that you've enjoyed this conversation with us all about managing the harried holidays that we're right in the middle of. Hey, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods and Mount Hope Fence.